KJAN Sports.
It is time for that look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, taking a look at sports from last night locally, the Atlantic Boys swim team won 9 of the 10 events and beat Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln Thomas Jefferson 99-49 last evening. Winners for the Trojans included Brian York in the 200 and 400 freestyle. He was also part of the winning 400-meter freestyle team. Tyson Parker was on that winning relay team and also won the 200 freestyle relay team. He was part of the 200 individual medley as well. Alec Muff won the 100 butterfly and was on the winning 200 medley relay and 200 freestyle relay. Avery Anderson was on the winning 200 and 400 free relay teams. Also, he was a winner in the 100 freestyle. Cole Sampson won the 100 backstroke. Drew Engler took the 100 breaststroke, and both those were on the 200 medley relay team as well. Tyson Parker was also a member of the 400 freestyle relay and winning 200 freestyle relay, while also winning the 200 IM on his own. Alec Muff won the 100 butterfly and swam for the winning 200 medley relay and 200 freestyle relay. Braden Atkinson and Alex Sampson were winning relay members as well for Atlantic last night. On now to wrestling and high school wrestling at ACGC last night. A four-team meet saw ACGC win all three of their matches, beating Riverside 42-30. ACGC topping Tri-Center 57-24, and they beat Woodbine 67-0. Riverside beat Tri-Center 46-33. Riverside over Woodbine 54-18, and Tri-Center beat Woodbine 54-29. Also last night at Ogden, it was Coon Rapids Bayard beating Clarinda Academy 36-18. Ogden over Clarinda Academy 54-0. Ogden beat Coon Rapids Bayard 36-30. West Central Valley beat Clarinda Academy 72-0. And West Central Valley a 54-3 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. In a meet at Martinsdale St. Mary's last night, Panorama beat East Union 45-18. Panorama over Martinsdale St. Mary's 39-29. Panorama beat Southwest Valley 59-12. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Southwest Valley 48-18. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat East Union 50-24. East Union over Southwest Valley 36-12. Also at Bennington, Nebraska last night, it was Logan Magnolia over Takema Herman 66-12. Bennington beat Logan Magnolia 40-36. And also Creston Orient Maxburg one up and one down as part of a double duel last night as they beat Perry 54-26. And Winterset beat Creston OM 40-33. Well, the Maple Valley Anthonoto Charter Oak Ute Rams picked up a 47-31 road win over the Riverside Bulldogs in girls' hoops Thursday night. It was a close game for the first half as Riverside went on a 7-0 run at the end of the first quarter to lead 12-11. The Rams jumped ahead by two at halftime, 23-21. That's when the offense went cold for the Bulldogs. Maple Valley outscored Riverside 13-6 in the third quarter and kept close to a 10-point advantage the rest of the way. The Rams were led by 12 points from sophomore Brooklyn Beery and 9 from freshman Ashlyn Blake off the bench as they improved to 5-9 with the win. Riverside suffered from 26 turnovers in that game and couldn't knock down the good looks they had in the first half. Riverside got 11 points from Jaden Achenbach, 10 of those coming in the first half. The Bulldogs are now 2-11. They'll face Underwood Friday afternoon at the Mid-America Center. That's part of a Jenny Edmondson Sports Medicine MAC shootout. So we'll have that game here on KJAN, along with the boys' game that'll follow. Girls will start at 4, and the boys will start at 5:30 this afternoon. We'll have both those games for you. Also, then Chris will zip across town to Lewis Central High School. Atlantic will play Lewis Central in girls. Hawkeye 10 hoops tonight at 7:30. He'll have that game for you tonight as well here on the radio. Also in girls basketball last night, Carroll beat Coon Rapids Bayard 66-18, Southwest Valley edging Stanton 55-27, and Red Oak over Fremont Mills 71-25. In boys hoops, Stanton beats Southwest Valley 83-47. Well, the 17th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women were outscored 22-16 in the final quarter in a 62-57 loss at Purdue last night. Iowa made only 3 of 17 shots from three-point range.
When our guards are not shooting, they can pack in that zone defense and just dare them to shoot it, and we fell into the dare and didn't really work as hard as we needed to either penetrate. Again, it doesn't have to be a 3 against the zone for the guards. The guards can penetrate the zone, dish off. We just really didn't do a good job of hitting threes or our guards driving out of that.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes were also out-rebounded 36-30 as they fall to 2-2 in the Big Ten.
We get 5 offensive rebounds. They get 9 offensive rebounds. The rebound at the end of the game on the free throw line, I mean, those are things that are just focus errors that we've got to get better at.
Megan Gustafson had 19 points and 13 rebounds for the Hawkeyes in that loss. In men's top 25 college hoops last night, just 2 games. Number 2, Michigan beat Illinois 79-69, and number 5, Gonzaga over Pacific 67-36. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says junior forward Tyler Cook is day-to-day heading into Saturday's game against 16th-ranked Ohio State. The Hawkeyes' leading scorer and rebounder missed Wednesday night's victory at Northwestern with a sore knee.
I think that's the only way to categorize it. Again, I'm not 100% sure. I think it's ongoing. You know, it's just a little nagging thing.
Cook's absence means McCaffrey is forced to juggle some positions to maintain an 8-man rotation.
It's next man up, so Mason Daly might have to play some forward. You know, Connor was playing the back of the zone a little bit. It's, you know, it changes a lot of things, but somebody else just has to step up. Maybe you play more minutes and you play through a little bit of fatigue, but I normally would take you out. And I thought, you know, we were able to rotate 8 guys and they were really solid.
Hawkeyes are 2-3 in the Big Ten, 13-3 overall, and we'll have that game Saturday for you tomorrow afternoon. 12:30 pregame, 1:30 tip time, Iowa hosting Ohio State. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm says forward Cam Lard may play on Saturday when the 20th-ranked Cyclones host Kansas State. Lard suffered an ankle injury in ISU's loss Tuesday at Baylor.
It's really just going to be day-to-day on how pain toleration for him. You know, he's in a boot. You know, we'll just do some rehab. You know, over the next couple of days, whether he can play Saturday, you know, it's really going to be a game-time decision. But I wouldn't see him missing anything more than Saturday. I would think by Tech he'd be able to be back.
Cyclones take a 2-1 Big 12 record into that game. And here's sophomore guard Lindell Wigginton.
It's definitely important. I think we got to, you know, come back and definitely get a win against Kansas State. I think we should have got the win at Baylor, but it didn't happen. We just got to come into the next game, you know, bring energy and try to get a win.
Coach Prohm says the Cyclones will need a better effort tomorrow on defense.
And I think that's what really hurt us in the first half is just the game slowed down so much because we couldn't get stops.
Cyclones are 2-1 now in the Big 12 Conference. Well, with Nick Norton sidelined for the season, Noah Thomas takes over the point guard spot at Drake. The sophomore from Australia responded with a career-high 24 points in Tuesday's win over Southern Illinois.
For me, personally, you know, filling that role, it's just a matter of, you know, staying aggressive. I wouldn't want us offensively to start to kind of backpedal a little bit. So I want to stay aggressive, like get guys, you know, get guys open, like look for the shooters.
Drake coach Darren DeVries says Thomas went from averaging 10 minutes a game to playing 37 minutes against the Salukis.
For him to be able to do that, you know, really a testament to him and his ability to have stayed focused this whole time, even when he wasn't the guy out there playing. He was still all about the team and never pouted about it. And when his opportunity came under unfortunate circumstances, he was ready to go.
The Bulldogs return to action Sunday with a visit to Northern Iowa. Ohio State quarterback Tate Martell may be looking to transfer. Martell has entered his name into the NCAA transfer portal, according to a person with access to the portal. That move makes other schools free to talk to him about a potential transfer. Martell will be a third-year sophomore this year after sitting behind record-smashing quarterback Dwayne Haskins Jr. last season. Clemson's national championship front four is off to the NFL after All-American defensive end Clelin Ferrell decided he's leaving school early. Ferrell joins All-American tackle Christian Wilkins, tackle Dexter Lawrence, and end Austin Bryant as the entire front four of that defense heads off now to the NFL draft. And in baseball news, the Washington Nationals, the New York Mets worked out deals with veteran infielders Thursday as they try to catch the Atlanta Braves in the National League East. A person familiar with negotiations tells the Associated Press that free agent second baseman Brian Dozier and the Nationals have worked out a 1-year, $9 million deal that's subject to a physical. Also, a person with knowledge of the deal says the Mets and Jed Lowry worked out a 2-year, $20 million package pending a physical. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.